Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. Hope you're all having a good 4th of July weekend. And this is the third, and I'm back down in Southern California, where I belong. And the title of this boo is probably really says what will take me an hour to say, but I'm only going to say in 2 minutes, and that is this. So we go to this restaurant. I think it's, it doesn't matter. It could be any restaurant. But let's say middle-of-the-road restaurant where they charge you a lot of money for a little bit of food. And we're sitting there eating. And I had somebody's sliders, pork sliders. And she had some kind of chicken something. I don't know what it was. But anyway, we're sitting there, we're eating everything. And I think it cost, $20 plus tax, let's say $24. The funny thing is, every time we go to this restaurant, at least for me, I'm still hungry, and in many cases, I'm hungrier than I was before I went in. So, because afterwards, I had to go through a drive-thru at KFC and get me some of those barbecue sliders, which I find absolutely fascinating. So, it's just funny to think that even though you pay for ambiance and maybe a nice table and it's a nice view, frankly, I'd rather have good food or a lot of it. Because having good food but a very, very little of it is very unsatisfying and leaves me a little miffed. Now, Häagen-Dazs has just come out with a new flavor, at least it's new to me, called Bananas Foster flavor. Now, for those of you who don't know what it is, the real Bananas Foster is something to behold. It's a mixture of cooked bananas with rum that you set on fire and brown sugar, and if you do it right, pecans. So I guess they're trying to capture that flavor in ice cream, and believe me when I tell you, they missed. I'm a big Häagen-Dazs fan, but boy, oh boy, this stuff tastes like paint, or the stuff that paint would be made from. It's pretty bad. So, let's recap. I go to a place, spend too much money on a dinner that was good, but I wasn't hungry, and I was still hungry about it. It didn't satisfy me. I go to the KFC, where you know God knows what they put in their food, but it still tastes good. And then when I had a chance to go to Cold Stones or Mold Stones or Pole Tones or Mold Bones or Plow Bones or whatever it's called to get my newest favorite ice cream, which is cake batter, I instead opt to go home to get to try this new Bananas Foster's Häagen-Dazs ice cream, which stinks to high heaven. So, and for the record, after I ate all this, yes, the sliders did make me feel better. Then the ice cream took that joy away. And then, to top it off, I had some sandwich cookies that I really didn't want, but I needed something because the ice cream just didn't do it. And I'm still left wanting the cake batter. So, you see, this is what happens after the eating, okay? So, if I sound jaded and upset, it's because I probably am. So, think about it before you take that first bite and you sit at that first table and you're nice to the first waiter. Because in the end, you too could be sitting home eating cookies that you really didn't want, after eating ice cream that you really couldn't stand, after going to a restaurant that you really shouldn't have gone to, after going to a better restaurant which you had no business going to start with. You with me? Okay, that's it. Hey, happy 4th. I'll talk to y'all later. All the best. Make a joyful noise, all right? Bye-bye.